producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm just having some fun. I'm trolling the trolls. It's up on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Retweet it. Alex Jones retirement announced. I'm not retiring. It's a joke. Harry Dent is our guest. A final quick little segment with him, finishing up with some callers. But I totally agree with what he's saying. The dollar is the best house in a bad neighborhood. And, yeah, chances are it'll end up being dominant at the end, but then it'll go under. So it's kind of like being on an island as the seawater raises. You're still the last guy standing, but if you don't have a boat, you're in deep trouble. Knowing about the crises that are coming and making preparation to then come out better on the other side, that's what protects you, in my view. Tony in Nevada, quick question or comment for our guest. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm of the belief that dropping gas prices is happening to further lull the masses to sleep, you know, by eliminating one of life's daily stresses. And I also understand the Middle East's desire to stop the fracking industry here in the U.S., as it seems we very well could be or would have been energy independent very soon.
Yeah, we were the number one producer in the world.
Right, but what I don't understand is with the loss of jobs and the industry collapse that will certainly come from devastating the fracking industry, all the investors and all the people it's going to adversely affect, and we're talking multi-millions of people and probably trillions of investment dollars, do the globalists believe that the uproar this will create will somehow be balanced by the public sedation that's certainly going to occur as gas prices approach a dollar a gallon again? And is this another shoot them in the back while you're smiling to their face situation occurring?
Well, yeah, it's just another thing that says, oh, everything's okay. It's not. This is a sign. The falling oil prices is a sign of slowing global demographics,
yeah.
Excessive debt, overproduction of everything. We overexpanded. When you have too much debt, when
sure.
Debt grows 2 to 3 times the economy, you're going to overexpand, overconsume, and have excess capacity, and that takes deflation to wash it out. And you know, Alex was talking earlier, all this corruption and crony capitalism and lobbying, all of this stuff's going to be hit by this collapse. So this is good thing long term. Lower oil prices, lower home prices are good long term. But when they reset and collapse, all the debt behind them goes under and the industries behind them go under, and it's going to cause chaos.
Sure.
The saying here is, how do you survive this chaos to get to the other side when all these trends do cause greater...
And that's what your book at HarryDent.com breaks down. Folks should get The Demographic Cliff and read it, or they're crazy in my view. It's just invaluable information, and it's been being proven right again and again. Thank you, caller. Last caller we have time for. I'm sorry, the others. Tim in Florida, quick question or comment.
Yes, I just wanted to ask Mr. Dent if he could point out some of the dominoes that will fall. I see the gas thing the same way that you guys do, too good to be true, and it's just going to be more problems later down the road. But can you point out some more of the signs to look for, and also how the BRICS nations will fall into all this?
Well, no, yeah, we talked about demographics getting worse in the United States in the coming years and in most countries, especially in Germany and Southern Europe, which is already in trouble. But the bigger picture we've been painting against most, even other crisis kind of people, is that this emerging world thing, the commodities keep collapsing, and that hurts the emerging world. The emerging world is the only part of the world that has good demographics going forward with younger populations. But if commodity prices go down, that's where they make their money. That's where their best jobs and companies and banks that finance them come from. And when we look at the emerging countries, they correlate more, their stock markets correlate more with commodity prices than with U.S. or European stock prices. So we're saying this fall in commodity prices is part of the crisis. It's going to get worse.
Sure. I mean, in closing, the Saudis and others saw Russia and U.S. producers driving it down naturally. So they're just violently trying to ride away if they already know it's going down. I think to try to knock out competition, to artificially bring it up higher later. But again, exploration, new technologies, I don't think it's going to help them. It's going to be interesting to see. Mr. Dent, congratulations on your predictions coming true. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for the time.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Powerful interview. Great job to the crew. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars and Nightly News.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nathan Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nathan Iodine, or DNA Force, Supermale Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Successful financial analyst, best-selling author, formerly Bain Capital, Mr. Dent. Harry Dent will be joining us to look at the world economy, with more and more top experts saying we're sliding into a global depression, not a recession. Also, the former head of policy and the former editor, chief editor of the Wall Street Journal, the father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, will be joining us for 30 minutes at the start of the first hour, of the second hour. There is so much to get to today here, I don't even know where to start. There is just so much on so many different fronts. There's a new national poll out. Troops turn on commander-in-chief, deeply unpopular In fact, he's the most unpopular president with the military ever. The Military Times is reporting. We're going to be going over some of that news today. So he's incredibly unpopular across the board. He's incredibly unpopular with Democrats as well. Obamacare, in national polls, is over 80% unpopular when you poll both conservatives, independents, and liberals. If you just poll liberals, the last numbers I saw was over 65% don't like it. And it hasn't even been fully implemented yet. The massive premium increases, the massive deductible increases, the cutting of care, the rationing of care, the death panels, turning our health care system into a cross between the British national health care system and the VA. Military Times is a special report. America's military, a conservative institution's uneasy cultural evolution. Oh, it's an evolution. And then there's Obama's mark on the military. Less than 20% of the military polled likes Obama. The president has never been popular with the military, but this approval among active duty troops has created and has cratered in the last year. It's gone from 37% at its high to now down to, what, 12% that approve? And then in military culture, you're not even supposed to, as active duty, disapprove publicly of the president, but still, when polled, 60% disapprove. But it's almost 10%. It's hovering right above 10% that approve of the president now. The latest numbers, there's different polls out there, but this particular one says 15%. If you put your cursor over it, approve, and 55% disapprove. I was eyeballing the graph with my eyeballs. In his first term, President Obama oversaw repeal of the controversial Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Then he broke with one of the military's most deeply rooted traditions and vowed to lift the ban on women serving in combat. And the commander-in-chief has aggressively sought to change military culture by cracking down on sexual assault and sexual harassment, problems that for years were underreported or overlooked. Well, the military always said, don't stick a bunch of women in with a bunch of 20-year-old high-testosterone males in the same barracks. You're going to have people having sex. And what's happening is they're getting pregnant. Most of it's consensual. But, yeah, you stick a woman naked in with a bunch of 20-year-old men, you bet they're going to get their butt grabbed. You bet they're going to get assed out every 30 seconds. You bet that there's going to be serious problems. And this is all part of the social engineering to destabilize the military ahead of going to autonomous drones, autonomous ground combat robots, which is all being announced. Oh, the drone pilots are depressed? We're replacing them next year with robots. And guess what? For 10 years, it's declassified this year. They just declassified it in late 2014. So now 2015. I have to say last year that they're going to all autonomous with the robots making their own decisions. So this is just part of getting humans to fight with each other and to destabilize society, destabilize the family, break up the family, break up the culture at every level ahead of the next phase of social engineering. That's all that's going on here. And the real reason the military is upset with Obama is not over don't ask, don't tell, even though that's meant to cause destabilization or putting women in frontline combat. In fact, I just saw yesterday where in the Navy and other branches, they're not going to make women cut their hair. See, men have to cut their hair, but women don't. Oh, and women don't have to be able to carry a 75-pound pack on a 40-mile hike. They now only have to carry a 30-pound pack. So the women get to carry a 30-pound pack and have their hair long, and we're going to cut how long you hike. And then I guess in combat, have you got to put somebody on your shoulders? That takes a strong man, every ounce of will they've got, to gut up in the testosterone and adrenaline and pick somebody up and carry him a mile. The average woman can't do that. The average man can't do that. That's why they have standards. But don't worry. Women are going to get leave now from frontline combat when they're having their menstrual period. And they're going to be given medications to help them ease it. Can you imagine being in combat with a bunch of women? I mean, can you imagine that? Do you know how much women fight with each other? I mean, let's just get real. Feminism wants you to deny reality. Men don't have uteruses and can't have babies. And women in no culture ever have been conscripted into frontline combat. Yes, when societies get overrun, and when your country is falling, you will then start arming women and putting them into the fight. Hitler did that. Conscripted hundreds of thousands of women in the defense of German cities with phosphorus-tipped RPGs. And I talked to old World War II vets that I deer hunt with, were friends of my grandfather, who would tell the stories of having to cut down women that, quote, looked like Marilyn Monroe, and how much it upset them to cut women in half with their machine guns on top of their tanks. One told a story of this woman coming out in a black mink coat, looked like Marilyn Monroe, and they said, looks like she's got a weapon, and she opens it up and starts to raise a rifle, and at 20 feet away with that machine gun on top of that tank, cut her in half. That's another thing. How barbarous is it to put women in combat? It's barbarous to put men into it, but if you've got to do it, you do it. Men are designed to kill. Men are designed to hunt. Men are designed to see other men getting killed around them and keep it together. Women are not designed for that. Women have three times the connections on average between left and right hemisphere of the brain. That makes them intuitive. It makes them be able to keep track of a lot of things in a family, but it does not, on average, give women a predisposition to be able to focus on one task at hand and carry it out like a man can. That's the difference. And they're now saying that's sexist to talk about brain scans they've had for 30 years, and they've known this for even longer. In fact, there have been surgeries that have been done where they sever the connections between the left and right hemisphere in the cerebral cortex, and it will turn a man or a woman into a total and complete sociopath. There is a reason that men are several hundred times more predisposed to commit rape, to commit murder, to commit armed robbery. Most serial killers are men. So I'm not here saying men are better than women. We're just different. We have less connections between left and right hemisphere. That's why it's easier for us to become, genetically, if we're born predisposed, psychopaths, sociopaths. But conversely, women are more easily manipulated in every major psychological study. Why do you think 81% of Western advertising targets women? Because you get more bang for your buck targeting women. I'm just giving you the secrets here of how women operate, because I'm going off on a jag here just looking at this article. But the real reason the military is upset, let me give you the newsflash. The military for 6 years is being publicly trained for national gun confiscation and to be deployed domestically to take on gun owners, the Tea Party, returning veterans, Christians, libertarians, conservatives. It's been all over the news. We broke it 6-7 years ago, but it's all over the news. Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, Forbes, the war against the Tea Party. Pentagon prepares to fight its main enemy, the Tea Party. Its main enemy, the veterans. The military is being called in and being trained to take on the American people. They call the officers in, and even non-commissioned, and have meetings, bad-mouthing the founders, bad-mouthing George Washington, and the troops are sitting back going, I got a Purple Heart back at barracks for when I got hit with shrapnel a few years ago in Afghanistan, and I was given a commendation, and my daddy's got it one. George Washington's on it. He's on it because he founded the U.S. Army. They're freaking out because they know our government's funding al-Qaeda and ISIS. That's why Obama has a 10 to 15% approval rating in the U.S. military. Not because they're trying to, you know, turn it into a gay orgy or put women in frontline combat. It's all just to screw the military up. And the military knows that.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Here's what I want to do. We've got the latest on the rollout of tyranny in response to the 20 dead in France. We've got the latest on Russia and the economy. We've got Perry Dent joining us to break that down in the third hour. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor of the Wall Street Journal. And, of course, Father Reaganomics is popping in for 20 minutes at the start of the next hour. But I do want to open the phones up in this hour for first-time callers who are specifically veterans or who are currently actively serving to correct me if I'm wrong. But I've talked to thousands of vets over the last 6-7 years of Obama. I have a lot of family that's currently in the military. I'll just leave it at that, in very secretive operations. And they've relayed to me what's happening. I've talked to Joe Biggs, who's got a lot of active duty sources. We might as well just get Joe to come in here. Am I wrong in saying Obama has the lowest approval rating of any U.S. president since polling began 100 years ago, as reported by the Military Times, because he's training the military to go after guns and engage in tyranny? And because he's opened up our borders, and because he is putting our military under NATO command and telling Congress they have no authority, and because he has engaged in treason, and they know he is a socialist globalist selling this country out. I mean, look, you can say what you want about Petraeus, but Petraeus has been completely set up with this girlfriend. He was being watched. That's what the NSA is being used to do, is to target people. And Eric Holder has no business, with his huge history of corruption, he's supposed to already be gone as AG, to now be going after and looking at indicting General Petraeus. In fact, I need to cover that some today. That's why he's so incredibly unpopular, is that Obama really is at war with this country. And the coup de grace, the final stroke, the creme de la creme of the reason the military is so unhappy, the scum of the scum, what makes them so upset is that they know ISIS is Al-Qaeda and our government has been giving them aid and turning them loose to overthrow our allies, you name it, and kill Christians and non-radical Muslims en masse. Now, the way the Military Times spins this is, you're not supposed to ask active duty if they disagree with the president or not, because you can get court-martialed for that. So 55% said they disapprove, but when they ask you approve, only 15%. And I'll guarantee you it's more like 5% approve and more like 90% disapprove or more, because you're asking a group that doesn't like to, you know, not follow orders. And generally, you don't want the military criticizing the president because they're active duty and that's their job. But when you have a traitor president who's disregarding the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution, waging war against the sovereignty of the country, doubling the debt of the nation that took 240 years to develop, doubling it in 7 years, bankrupting the country with Obamacare, doubling the number of people on food stamps, ordering the Border Patrol to legalize illegals by fiat and give them money to be put on Greyhound buses and brought into the country, then it is your duty to say no. Let me tell you something. Obama orders you to do national gun confiscation or something, it's a no-brainer you don't follow that order. That is treason. If the president orders you to, say, arrest 10,000 American citizens, and they've done this before with Japanese, who've been here 3-4 generations, it was a tragedy. But let's say they just randomly say, arrest this list of libertarians, they were behind a terror attack. You can bet we're not behind a terror attack. But you can also understand the military's not supposed to come grab us and disappear us. We're supposed to be indicted by a grand jury, federal or state, and then brought before the judge, and we get a defense. You do not arrest people politically. Do you understand that? The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, jurisprudence, our way of life, Americana, is an order. Directly from 1776, you are ordered to follow the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. You are ordered by President George Washington. You are ordered by right through to Ronald Reagan. Your orders still stand. Do not violate the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Follow that oath. And I know you want to follow it. And you see that president crapping all over it from one end to the other. And you're upset. And that's why you don't like Obama. Not about the red herring of you just don't like gay people. No, it's because you don't like a tyrant. We should start a new meme. Officers and enlisted should cover your faces, hold up the meme, like you did a few years ago, you won't fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria, saying, we dislike Obama because he's a tyrant. That needs to be a new meme. So they're not speaking for you. We're going to give the number out and take your calls when we come.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want freedom and I want more of it. And I want all the tyrants and insider groups that think my life belongs to them, who want to tell me how to think and tell me how to talk and tell me what gods to worship, to go jump in the lake. And I mean a lake of fire. Here's the type of news I have in front of me. I want to open the phones up for veterans or also active duty, especially. We'll go to the head of the line. Why are you upset with Obama? Or maybe you love him. Maybe you're the 10-15% that think everything's really great. But the big issue I'm going with here, my angle is, The military is not upset overall with the red herring of gays in the military or women in frontline combat. That's just meant to demoralize and cause infighting. That is an issue, but smaller compared to funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS, opening the borders, training the military for domestic operations against the American people, which the ISIS attacks will be used to roll out, then it will be flipped onto the Patriots. You've already seen that happen. I predicted that 15 years ago. You've now seen that happen to a certain extent. You will see the full rollout. The full rollout. In fact, it could be before Obama leaves office. This republic has never been in more peril. Speaking of Al-Qaeda, ISIS releases, we're going to show some of this footage, so viewer discretion is advised if you're watching us on the video feeds at Infowars.com/show. ISIS releases new footage claiming to show a child executing two Russian spies. There's no greater enemy of ISIS than Russia, who's been battling them in Syria. Not lionizing Russia, just they're battling Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and we're giving them weapons and support so their people can then come attack us as well. Lack of evidence of injuries shown in the video suggests the execution may be staged. And, I mean, we see this over and over again. People just don't think this stuff's real. And it's certainly true that Al-Qaeda, and notice that symbol looks like the Al-Qaeda symbol. That's because it is the Al-Qaeda symbol. And the footage does kind of look fake to me. Footage is up on Infowars.com. The footage shows a boy, looks like he's about 11, and an ISIS soldier standing behind two kneeling spies who do look Russian, after which the boy allegedly shoots the gray-clad men in the back of their heads. However, lack of visible injuries on the men and evidence of blood after the killing suggests the executions may be staged for the cameras. Let's get Joe Biggs to do a special report on this for the Nightly News, get his expert take on that. So they've released the footage claiming to show this. What do you think? You can call us about that as well, 800-259-9231. Speaking of Russia, it's now admitted in the mainstream news, even in Bloomberg today, that dropping oil prices by the OPEC cartel is meant to bankrupt Russia and bankrupt U.S. small-time oil producers. So there you go. The globalists are attacking anybody who wants to independently deploy oil and gas. Not lionizing small oil companies. A lot of them do bad fracking and things. Still, it doesn't matter. Saudi Arabia running OPEC is calling the shots, Obama's doing what they say, and they are cutting oil prices to bankrupt exploration by Syria, by Israel, by Central and South American countries, by Caribbean countries, by California, by Oklahoma, by Arkansas, by Texas, by South and North Dakota, by Illinois, Canada, Russia, Poland, Ukraine. This is going to kill oil and gas production all over the world, because they're lowering it so artificially low. It was doubly high, should have been cut. Now they're just going to the other extreme. And when they're done in a few years, oh, $10 a gallon if they have their way. So just get ready. So enjoy bankrupting Russia now. There's this primitive idea out there that bankrupting some country helps us. No, it doesn't. We need partners to trade with and to be in business with. And in things like other forms of entertainment commerce and travel, people that are engaged in tourism, and all of that is drying up under globalism, which promised this cornucopia of commerce. But globalism is designed to end commerce in the general public's hands or in free states' hands and to consolidate it. Russia to boost military capabilities in Crimea and in the Arctic. We're in a new Cold War, says RT. So that's basically the mouth of Sauron, the mouth of Russia, saying that we are now in a new Cold War. Now the U.S. vows to cut off North Korea from the international financial system. That's one criminal group vowing to cut off another criminal group. That's just some of the news we've got on that front. But I want to talk to active duty military or vets who have friends and family that are active duty. Am I wrong in saying that it's a red herring? They don't want it to be in the news that the military knows Obama's a traitor who's training for gun confiscation and treason, and who's turned our military over to UN NATO control, and who has become a dictator for all intents and purposes. That's why the military is upset. In the new polls out with Military Times showing only 15% approve of El Jefe. Let's go to Steve, who is former Army and retired Border Patrol Customs agent, to give us his take, because I have a lot of people that are vets. Brian's a vet, Howard's a vet, Matt's a vet. Sometimes I'll get 10, 15 calls in a row that are active duty without asking for it. And then when I ask for active duty, I can't get it. So it's fine. You don't have to be active duty to call in, but that's who got polled here. Vets are good because they're still in that community. I just want to get your take on this, but I'd really like to hear from active duty if you can get in on the line, 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and go to Steve in Georgia. What's your take on this? Am I wrong?
Hey, Alex, first-time caller here from North Georgia. Retired U.S. Customs agent and former Army. I love the show. Obama... I saw your program with the Egyptian former military former intelligence person, 1993 bombing. And toward the end of that interview was something that he touched on that was very crucial in my opinion. I think that the U.S. intelligence people and people in Congress should go ahead and investigate Obama for his connections with the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, it's all over in black and white what he's done to support that organization. And that organization.
Oh, yeah, they even had CNN and MSNBC 3 years ago when they turned that country over to him, cheering the Muslim Brotherhood on as they threw liberal or that is not orthodox Muslims off of buildings and crucified Christians. I mean, that's how sick the so-called left is. These people aren't the left. They're just crazy nuts.
I agree. And it's my opinion that some way Obama is part of the Muslim. There's got to be a reason that he supports that group, and it, you know, I wish you'd dig into it a little bit more. But anyway,
well, I hear you. WorldNet Daily's been on the cutting edge of that. It's documented. It's come out in Egyptian court that Obama, through his cousins and half brother, through Kenya, has been financing a pan-African Muslim takeover, radical Muslim takeover, and is directly fencing money in by the millions, tens of millions a month, into Egypt, because Kenya is, you know, right below Egypt, to try to destabilize the entire region. It's so bold, it's beyond a Tom Clancy novel. Think about it. Our president, on the side, is trying to put an extremist caliphate in to areas of Africa and the Middle East. I mean, that is bold. He literally destabilized and ordered the army of Egypt to arrest Hosni Mubarak and then to let the Muslim Brotherhood take over. Google helped organize the overthrow of the government with Facebook. I mean, this is they brag about all this. To then engage in a reign of terror against Christians, I mean, these people are radical, radical, dangerous revolutionaries. God bless you. I can't believe I'm even saying all this on air. I'm supposedly the conspiracy theorist, and I cannot believe this is in mainstream Egyptian newspapers. This has come out in court, and it's been confirmed that Obama is directly connected to the people that attacked the shopping mall in Kenya. I mean, I remember when Odinga didn't win, and on Obama's letterhead, we got to get Dr. Corsi on as soon as possible, do a whole special on this, because he has copies of the letters. He went to Kenya. but he got copies of the senator's letters when Obama was senator, advising Odinga on how to stir up riots when he didn't get elected president of Kenya, to then make him a new position. They created a prime ministership just for the Muslims. They're trying to repeat what's happened in Sudan, breaking the country into. I mean, Obama is not a liberal. He's a hardcore conqueror. He's a hardcore mafia gang boss who's taken over. And now they're ready to prosecute Petraeus for having a girlfriend while they ship guns into Mexico to destabilize the whole Southwest. I mean, do you understand how bold these people are? It is not fun to go up against them. I mean, look, I don't want to get killed or put in a federal prison for no reason, but somebody's got to stand up against these people. I mean, they really are so criminal that I can't even believe it. I mean, the elite are in control of America. The elite are in control of the nuclear weapons. The elite are in control of the Federal Reserve. They're in control. Why do they want to overthrow everything? Why do they want to screw everything up? They're deviants, ladies and gentlemen. They're in control. They live in the $50 million penthouses. They fly in the $75 million private jets. They have all the mistresses they could ever want. They run the show. And the globalists would put Obama in to stir up a radical Muslim revolution to kill every Muslim that isn't going along with it and kill every Christian, every Jew, every agnostic, destroy free speech. And I watch Fox and CNN, and they've got Alan Combs and others on there saying there's no such thing as radical Islam and you shouldn't be able to criticize it. And now people are following the orders and not saying radical Islam. It's like you couldn't say illegal immigrant. Then you couldn't say immigrant. Now you've got to call them migrants. We just sit here and are told how to talk and told how to live. It's a sick joke. I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Brian in Florida, you're a vet. What is your take on why people are so upset with Obama and the military?
Well, hey, Alex. I retired from the Army a year and a half ago. My wife's still in, so I mean, I have to kind of parse my comments here. But when all this don't ask, don't tell was getting, no one really cared, honestly. And when they said, okay, you can be gay in the military, everyone was like, shrugged their shoulders, said, okay, whatever, that's just the way it is. That's not really it. The big thing is with Obama is the constant, he says he's going to get out of Iraq or Afghanistan. Okay, we kind of are, but we really aren't now. And so the problem is that a lot of my friends who went to Afghanistan or Iraq, they're kind of irritated that the fact that we just left. We pretty much started a house fire and left, and then, you know, then we're a little surprised that the house fire is still going on. I mean, yeah, we shouldn't have been over there, granted, but the problem is that we should have unscrewed, I guess, our problem, but we didn't do that.
Well, that's it. The frustration is you were sent in to destabilize the area, not bring peace, and the military now knows that, and you're being put into more and more deployments, less and less pay. I mean, is that not another big part of the morale problem?
Honestly, it's the I guess the paperwork, if you will, the red tape. If you want anything done, it's a disaster. Like for instance, there's, if you got a pay problem, you know, it takes pretty much half the day to take care of it. Let's say the Army does a poll and the suicide rate goes up, you know, I don't know, 10%. Then there's classes all week about how not to kill yourself. I mean, it's just you do more paperwork and more stuff to I guess, if you will, to satisfy the TPS reports. You know, getting from that movie.
Sure, and that's all designed to sabotage the military ahead of the conversion to pure autonomous robots. And by the way, that's official. So I just hope the military knows this is all sabotage on purpose. God bless you. Because again, just as they use our military to enforce the empire, they hate you. The globalists hate you because you have courage. They hate humanity being strong. And they hate the male. They hate the role model. They hate the warrior. Because the globalists are the rat, scum, slimebag spiders of the universe. And so they fear you. They want armies of robots and drones that will carry out their bidding to basically enforce a global government, enforce forced inoculation, and population reduction. That's the end game. Let's go ahead and go to Howard in Pennsylvania. You're an Air Force vet. The military I talked to are upset with Obama over his domestic secret operations, preparations for martial law, putting our military under UN NATO command, opening the borders, things like that. Why do you think the military is so upset with Obama?
Well, I think they're intelligent enough to realize that it's obvious he's leaving a fifth column into this country. And we're all going to be in big trouble because who do you shoot at?
Well, that's right. He's infiltrating the government with just all sorts of communists, socialists, radical Islamicists, who are then going to stage attacks and blame it on us. I mean, you just know it. They've been caught doing that before.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing with me is, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I was privy to some things that most people aren't aware of. And one of the things that made me quit was when I found out that the French and Canadians were in Haiphong Harbor, and that's why I never got mined. I mean, the way you fight a war is you cut off the enemy supply line. We never did that. It's just big business. And
that's right. The war was a big bottomless, no-bid contract meat grinder to feed you into it, never meaning to defeat the North.
No, there was no intention of ever doing it. And that's exactly what's still going on today. And it's the thing is, the soldier is in a position where it takes a supreme act of bravery in order to say, no, I quit. You're crazy.
Well, that's right, and that's what it comes down to, the war on drugs, the war on terror, the war in Vietnam, this Al-Qaeda thing. Al-Qaeda was beaten, so they give them a new base, and now they're worse than ever and call them ISIS. I mean, it's so clear what they've done.
Oh, yeah, it's obvious, but the American people, unfortunately, are not going to, as long as there's bread and circuses, they're not going to wake up to what's going on until somebody's knocking on their door.
And that's why they hate the military, because they know the military knows the names and the groups when the general public doesn't know. The system fears informed men and women. The military is informed. That's why they're the enemy of the globalists. We'll be back.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of
filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Toby, Steve, everybody. We've got an active duty Marine. Orders not to talk about Obama. I'm going to get his take first here in just a moment. We're going to go to Steve in Texas, active duty Marine. There's a Military Times report out that did a poll showing that only 15% approve of the president. Well, look, when the president is engaged in tyranny, it's okay to speak out against him. I mean, when he told Fort Hood soldiers through a memo 2 years ago, you will not be an evangelical and you will not join the Tea Party or we'll court-martial you, Fox News asked, is that okay? Is that okay? I mean, that is a crazy, crazy, crazy statement. No, it's not okay to tell troops what religion they can be or that they could be court-martialed. I mean, that actually happened. That's like the Soviet Union on steroids. So at a certain point, you've got to say no. And the military is awake because they're getting all this training. In fact, let's just go to Steve right now, active duty Marine. Why do you think the military is so upset with Obama?
Over the past two and a half years in Afghanistan, the CIA has been directing a lot of special operators, and in my case, recon battalions, to clean up loose ends in Afghanistan, those people that had knowledge of the drug trade, of what the CIA was doing. And there were several, and when I say high-ranking, I mean, you know, the Marine Corps, our high-ranking officers are usually colonels, because we're not as large as the Army. There were three general court-martials in the last year of a lieutenant colonel, a battalion commander, and a couple of different company commanders, captains, majors, etc., for failing to follow the orders to go into the villages and schwack these guys that were working with the CIA. The charges on the colonel were reduced to conduct of becoming an officer and failure to obey a direct order, but he was charged with mutiny. And it's been quiet because the people I know in the States, when I called, I've asked them, hey, have you guys heard anything about the general court-martials going on at Hanson? Camp Hanson in Okinawa is the headquarters of the 3rd Marine Division. So you've got a lot of that. And so 3rd Division, I rotated back about 6 weeks ago, and there was a division order in 3rd Division not to have any political conversation in work areas having anything to do with the commander-in-chief, period.
So just don't have talk, period. Just do what the Fuhrer says.
Do not speak the president's name. And he's not referred to as Barack Obama or President Obama. In all the memos coming down from 3rd Mar Div, there's no conversation, no political conversation involving the commander-in-chief.
So that is beyond Orwellian. You are not even to say his name. He's so godlike.
Well, the reason that in the memos that they use commander-in-chief is to emphasize that he's in our chain of command.
And no, I understand.
Yeah, if you violate that memo coming down from a division, then they can bring you up on charges because of it's the doublespeak referring to him as the commander-in-chief instead of as the president.
Sure, I understand. So this is some heavy info. We got to go to break, but hold over if you can. I want to finish up with you ahead of Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us. You're saying, and this is the intel I've got, It's the same thing, that the drug dealing, the DEA, all the stuff going on, the military speaking out, they're not following orders to work with terrorist groups, because Obama's in a major alliance with them now, and so they're court-martialing and firing officers at a record rate, and you're saying that's why morale's so low?
Absolutely, but there's more.
There's more. Stay there. I want to hear the more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLive.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.